from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What up, everybody? It's 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and we're back, baby. Me and B. Mitch are back in the prison cell studio after the first week being in Ashburn. And damn, I forgot how much this place sucks.
And I'm going to tell you one thing. I am so happy to be back because I don't have to worry about JP kicking that damn red dirt on my shoes all day.
That's true. But it might be hotter in here than it is in the tent in Ashburn. Drab's up to his usual tricks.
Yeah, it's a little steamy in here.
Let's give that a check. There's so much for us to discuss.
One thing about it's consistent over here.
Football's going on. There's a lot of topics to discuss, right? But I'm going to try to keep myself composed here. Had a rough morning. Had to rush my daughter to the dock. Everything's completely fine. But you know what happened in my haste to get out of that? So the dock.
You left something.
The dock we go to has 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. open hours.
Okay.
So as long as you get in there before 8, you're Gucci. But she didn't wake up till 7:30. So by the time we got over there, it was like 7:58. And so I just don't have my computer.
Oh, JP, that's nothing new. You normally leave your computer
anyway. It's relatively new. I'd say that happens.
You want to borrow mine?
What? No, I'm going to log into this terrible one and we'll see how it goes.
I got a computer here. I got the keyboard.
No.
But this computer don't even work. It's just there to hold the camera. You can use mine.
I'm good.
I rarely even use mine anyway.
I am good. Okay. I'm going to log into this terrible one and we'll see what happens. I walked in this morning and was very excited to see the boys in person. Good morning, Landfill. How are you? Landfill's waving. Jeff, I'm guessing, is grabbing show sheets because he moved. But
I know, that's on your email.
Well, but I don't have my computer.
But you don't have a computer, so you can't blame Jeff for that.
I'm not. But, dude, I understand the world here. Like, the Junkies studio is an actual television studio, and I understand the need to protect that at all costs. But whatever is happening in here is outrageous. Like, to walk in this morning and the state of affairs in the prison cell, I recognize it's a prison cell, but to all those that are listening, and I know you are, that also work in this room, show a little freaking respect.
I'll go directly. If it's not yours, don't put your damn hands on it. If you walk in and you see a perfectly shaped cord, you don't roll the damn thing up. So whoever works in this studio when we aren't in here, show some respect. Or I'm going to start showing disrespect, point blank. Because nobody else around this building likes to tell people to act like damn human beings and act like adults. I'll beat your ass into acting like one.
Yeah.
And that's a threat. It's a promise. No, not a threat. It's a promise.
I believe you.
So learn to handle your damn business.
I believe
you. In a proper way.
Besides all that, it is nice to have a day off from Ashburn. I think the Commanders had their best practice of the summer yesterday, and I think they kind of needed it because it had gotten to be a little ho-hum, a little monotonous. And, you know, I was thinking back to it, B, and we talked about it kind of live when it happened. You can have coaches yell at you. One player can yell. You can put the pads on. But, like, sometimes you just need a spark, right? Like, something's just got to happen.
Yeah.
And you know what I think really turned up the energy in that practice?
What?
When Samerstil ran down B-Rob and poked the ball away. Because think about it. B-Rob was then jumping around, diving to get on the ball. All of a sudden, there were two other Skins defenders there jumping around. Uh-huh. The next play is that Frankie Louvu, Zach Ertz on the sideline thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just a natural, like, bang, bang, things are moving.
Yeah, it's just, somebody just needs to be the spark plug. And I really believe Mikey, I don't have to say
he has spark plug
Mikey
energy.
Mikey, he's his little spark plug, man. Because, you know, he's not the biggest guy, But as I said, everything he does from when he's just working on his fundamentals to when he's actually in a full play 7-on-7 and on 11-on-11, that dude is full speed.
Hell yeah.
And I love it, you know, because, you know, everyone talks about, oh, yeah, you know, it's just different today. He don't seem to act like it's different. He moves at a certain speed no matter what the hell everybody else does.
Agreed. And I think when you have those guys in practice, eventually it is just everybody better start moving at the same speed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Or you look very, very slow.
Yeah. And I want to be clear that yesterday was not anybody doing anything wrong. It was just kind of he decided to, like, keep going. Almost like an after the whistle. They were kind of just, like, messing around. But it got everybody back in.
You ever notice sometimes when the running backs might be on the sideline and it's that position seemed to – they like to have balls in their hands a lot.
Right.
And then the coach just walk up and try to punch it out. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
And if the coach were to punch it out, the coach would kind of give him a little look like, better lock that thing up.
Right.
You're not expecting it to happen, but it does happen. As I use the analogy, I mean, the situation where in high school, if you fumbled in a game, they made you walk around the school holding the football.
Did you ever watch the movie The Program? The old school, probably mid, late 90s football movie?
Probably not.
It's great. I mean, it's old. It'd be old school now for the way there was steroids and women and all sorts of things, right? But
those things still exist.
Sure.
Still women out there. Sure it's some steroids too.
There's this famous scene where this dude that's all juiced up and had never been able to get on the field, but had been on the team for a couple of years, starts roiding up and goes ballistic, and he celebrates making the starting defense by walking around headbutting car windows. Starting defense. If anybody's seen The Program, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Crazy. Regardless, so I want to say it's a very young Jeff, look up who the running back is in The Program. I want to say it's a very young Omar Epps. I could be wrong on that. The actor, I'm saying. But one of the things, he fumbles a little at practice, and the coach makes him walk around with football all over campus.
Yeah.
And then in a class, one of the other guys knocks it away, and they just have a full-out melee to get the ball in class.
But, kind of like that gold football, remember, in the NFL commercial?
Yeah. It was a lot like that, dude. Yeah. A lot to discuss. And I want to start by the text thread last night. Obviously, a lot going on with the MLB trade deadline. What do you got, Jeffrey? I thought you tracked him down.
He was getting positioned.
Okay. I saw the mic come down. I thought he was about to tell me something. A lot going on with the MLB trade deadline, and I don't know the answer to this, but I follow our guy Ryan Clary, Locked On Nats podcast on Twitter, right? And Stallion was going in on this. If Kyle Finnegan's not traded by 6 o'clock, it's malpractice. Other people on the team, if they're not traded by 6, it's malpractice. And I can't speak specifically to what did or didn't happen with the Nats. We know they didn't trade Finnegan. Mm-hmm. We know we all believed he was a major.
Is it malpractice if someone offers you what you think, way less than what you think you're supposed to get?
What I know is at the NFL trade deadline, which has become more and more of an event that it used to be barely anything, and now every year there's moves. Last year we saw the Skins make two big moves, trading away Montez and Chase.
Yeah.
But you'll hear that same thing, like, oh, if they don't trade away, you know, the tight end, it's a joke or whatever.
If you don't get the right offer, you don't make the trade sometimes.
Like our guy John Leahy sells homes. He's never going to tell you to sell a house for
if
less
it's not the
than
right
it's
price.
Worth. Right,
yeah. So that listen, man, I understand life is a different way these days. We have to make outlandish statements so, you know, we can get the clicks and the follows. If Mike Rizzo didn't make a move, it wasn't the right move.
I couldn't agree more.
Leave it at that, and I'm going to take that man's decision over anybody else that think that they know more than him. And I'm going to say think, because you don't.
I totally agree with you. I think there is a lot to examine. So last night we were trying to figure out who we could talk to today about everything the Nats did and what the trade deadline's like. And B was like, oh, well, I can text my buddy Johnny. And I was like, sure. And then it ends up that it's Johnny Damon, who won 2 World Series and is, like, I mean, really one of the most recognizable, noticeable players of the early, late 90s, early 2000s, when the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry, at least in my lifetime, was at its absolute peak. Yep. And, you know, he was on the Red Sox team that broke through, and then he eventually signed with the Yankees, and it was a big damn deal.
Yeah,
and
but,
you know him just as buddies, right?
Like, yeah, I played golf with my buddy Neil, who lives down in Orlando. That's how I met Johnny. But the ultimate thing is, every time we start going through these trade deadlines, we talk about what the team should do and who should do what. And I'm always like, okay, well, how are the players thinking at that moment when you hear that you may be traded? You know what I'm saying? What's the psyche of the player? And I think it's always good to get a player like that, and then a guy that follows the sport that can tell you what's going on and what's not going on.
Totally.
He's actually in Maine, though.
Johnny's in Maine?
Yeah.
Well, you know what I want to talk to Johnny about?
What?
I haven't told you this yet. Guess what show Johnny Damon was on?
Below Deck.
Below Deck, baby.
Yeah. Somebody wrote to ask you about that episode.
Dude, no problem. Yeah. I'm here for it.
Probably was his damn boat, knowing Johnny.
No, they like, you go on the captain's boat. And
yeah, he got a boat. He got a lot of cars. He got a boat, too.
I don't know what going on.
I've been watching his fencing stuff. I'm just saying, it's distracting. But have you ever noticed, like, if anybody's watched fencing, every time they go, both of them throw their hands up like they got the score. Like, you know, like when a referee calls a penalty and you foul or whatever, you know you foul,
yeah,
but you still act like they crazy. Every time they go and they're supposed to have a point, both of them raise their hand and it's like, I got him first.
I have not watched any fencing.
It's a little weird.
They look like they're wearing beekeeper outfits.
Look, both of them. And the other guy always
pulls. So they just run in and stab?
Yeah, the other guy always pulls his helmet off for some reason.
Is it?
See, that's why I lost that thing on Family Feud, because the young lady was very quick with her hands.
Oh, she was a fencer.
Yeah.
Those are quick hands. That is a very hard sport to track who is scoring, I'll be honest with you.
It looks like both of them getting stabbed to me.
Johnny, so B, Below Deck, you rent this boat for like 3 days, mm-hmm. 2 nights. Guess how much you tip? Just the tip you leave, and they show this on the show.
I don't know, bro.
$20,000.
Yeah, but this is...
So imagine how much it costs to rent the boat.
It's reality TV.
Nah, man, it's cash. You see the cash?
Yeah, but this is...
It's an envelope
they
full of cash.
They probably gave them that to tip them.
Maybe, man. I don't know.
So you think somebody really going to rent this boat and just rent it and then have everybody film it up without this TV show paying anything? Like all the people getting married and 90 Day Fiancé. You think the TV show not paying for most of this stuff?
Maybe, but I don't know. I'm telling you, like... Saint-Tropez and these exotic places in the Mediterranean, like, you don't have to pay people to come there. They pay you to come there.
Now, you don't have to pay them to come there, but it's a TV show, dog. All I'm saying.
Just got a Russ Wilson quote. This sounds very Russ Wilson. I've always tried to be a mentor in some way to Justin Fields. What do you think Russ and Justin Fields' relationship was prior to the last 3 weeks?
The reports were that they were cool prior to this.
That makes me fear Justin Fields may be an alien.
Nah.
Aliens find their own people.
Nah.
Yeah,
I'm starting to believe you're a damn alien because you always mention aliens.
That's possible. I wouldn't rule it out. Or at least, like, alien impacted.
You got one of those college days. You got real, real high and the alien pick you up.
Me and Jeff. Jeff claims he got picked up by an alien, right? Or he saw one or something.
A spaceship.
Some alien picked up his 30-year-old Jeep.
Y'all never thought that it was just the stuff that you were taking that made you feel like you was in a spaceship?
Jeff, you ever been to the Tunnel Club?
I don't even know what that is.
All right, good, because it hasn't opened yet. I have been to Lincoln Financial Field a number of times.
Yes.
Significant number of times. Did you play it?
That was a good one.
I played it.
I just caught it.
I played against him there.
I just caught it. That was a good one.
Thank you, Jeff.
I was with New York.
Okay, so you played at the Vet as an Eagle, and then when you signed with the Giants, the link opened.
Came back and played.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think this is only the home sideline. But when you walk down the tunnel by the home locker room, the tunnel the Eagles come out of, you run right by this club, this like bar restaurant. Yeah. And you see it in lots of stadiums now.
Dallas has it.
Dallas has it. I mean, Dallas, you run through the club. Yeah. Atlanta has it. Lots of them have it.
Dallas have a lot of clubs in their stadium.
Dallas has a lot going on.
I experienced a couple of them.
It's pretty wild to think that Dallas is, I mean, Jerry World's now old, but he took such a step forward with that stadium that it's still cutting edge. But, well, we learned a little something this morning from Nicky Jabala via the Commanders. The Commanders probably released this information, I imagine, if there's renderings. We know they're spending a lot of money. Mm-hmm. People have been coming to training camp now, have seen the new field that's getting built out. I think they're going to be one of possibly the only team in the NFL that will have four grass practice fields once that thing gets built out. A lot of teams have three. Not many have four. Mm-hmm. Now, some teams will have three and then a legit turf field, mm-hmm. but maybe that's to come. We'll find out. That we could see where they're spending the money in Ashburn because they're building out that giant players' lounge as you walk down the wooden stairs up there to the left. Mm-hmm. But we haven't been to FedEx, or I guess a bunch of people went for that Luke Combs concert. I didn't go. But we're getting some information about the money they're spending at FedEx. And Nikki this morning had a story that for a select group of fans, they have introduced the Tunnel Club.
Mm-hmm.
The Tunnel Club is, the way it looks to me, is going to be very similar to kind of what they have at the Link, what they have at a lot of other stadiums, where there's this like bar restaurant area where you can hang out and watch the players run on and off the field.
Okay, my question is, you know where they run out now. I'm kind of trying to figure out
where are they going to put that?
Where are they going to put it? Because actually, there's a little bathroom there, and then they have the referee's room behind that. They could probably knock that stuff out and make that into something. And then on the other side, too, there was some
other side,
locker rooms and all.
Yeah, so this is from the Post. The Tunnel Club, a 2,100-square-foot space in the tunnel of the stadium, will give 150 season ticket holders access to an area where players travel to and from the field and locker room. Membership includes exclusive stadium entry, parking, field access before the game, and all-inclusive food and beverage. Mm. It also comes with a mission to select events with team execs, among other perks. Here's the question for the room. If you actually know the answer, don't say it, but I want everybody to guess the answer. Tunnel Club membership includes two passes to the Tunnel Club. I assume that's for all 10 home games. How much does the Tunnel Club start? Landfill.
For the whole season.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess $1,800.
I think you're crazy.
Per pass?
Uh-huh.
For the whole season?
For $3,600.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeffrey?
Yeah, I don't think it's that outrageous. I'm going to go...
You think Landfill's number was outrageous?
Yeah. I'm going by $50,000.
Oh, boy.
At least.
Let's let Jeff get his guess in.
That's low. That's why I said outrageous, because you're in the touchdown club, bro.
Tunnel club.
Yeah, my bad. You're in the tunnel club. That might run you probably 50K, 60K.
For the pair?
For the pair.
You're in that same ballpark.
Did anybody notice how Jeff just completely changed?
Yeah, Jeff, he clearly thought
the answer was $800.
And he completely took my
and
my
then Beamish went, oh, 50K
just happened.
No,
I'm gonna go 60,
low. Like, come on,
60,000 plus one.
All right, you guys are way too high.
What is it?
Landfill?
No way.
Landfill's way too low.
So it's 25,
according to Nikki. According to the Post, and I think this was information. Like, I think this is from the team. The chance to high five Terry McLaurin pregame doesn't come cheap. Membership starts at $15,000 and includes two passes to the Tunnel Club.
Okay. Starts at $15,000.
Right.
And then when that includes two passes, and when you start finishing up, what is it going to end up at? See, I love when people say starting price.
Well, is that before or after taxes?
What?
What you pay? What?
What are you talking about?
I mean, talk about not understanding the sentence you just said.
What is he talking about?
Please explain what the hell that meant, Jeff.
I was just saying, is that 16K before taxes or after taxes? Because you're going to get taxed.
No, you're not. You're paying. You've already been taxed.
I mean,
No. Have you ever
talking about sales tax?
Yeah, I was about to say,
sales tax.
Like, this is like a contracted agreement. Like,
okay, I
was about to
say, because I know with the tickets I buy, they'll say there, oh, yeah, they're this price.
But that's still get you with some convenience taxes, fees.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Fees. That's all tax to me.
Okay. Here's the thing. They're trying to keep this clearly exclusive. 150 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
150 people can get in there. So that, to me, when you create demand like that, when you limit supply like that, you're going to create demand. I tweeted this out, and I think people took this the wrong way. $15,000 sounds like a lot of money to most of us to go watch dudes run in a tunnel,
yeah,
right? But for the people they're marketing that to, it's a drop in the bucket.
It is.
It's you and I.
What did people not understand?
Paying for a bar tab. People are like, oh, why are you calling me broke? I'm not calling you broke. I'm just calling other people rich.
JP didn't call you broke. You called you broke because you had to do the question. A lot of time when you speak, when someone doesn't say something particular or ask a certain question, you come out with something, you're normally telling the truth about yourself. Just remember that. So you didn't call anybody broke, but that's how life is. Some things are priced away from certain people.
Greenberg joins us at 11 a.m. Johnny freaking Damon at 11:30. Mark Zuckerman at noon will run down all the Nats moves. 1 o'clock, Denton Day. Denton texted me last night with some language I can't share on the air. He's very confident in some college football futures that he's going to share with us today.
Okay.
And then coming up at 1:30, Jason Epstein is the head professional out at Congressional. They're hosting the Junior PGA Championship this week. Some of the world's best young golfers.
I got one question for Jason.
What's that?
Something about if they really want to have the exclusivity and how great that all the stuff over there is Congo, why they keep allowing you to say that you're a member when you play golf that bad?
I never say I'm a member. So we're clear. My wife's the member. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here with Bike to the Beach. Since it's National Bike Month, I want you to join me as I bike to the beach to support local autism organizations. Come out on Friday, August 2nd and enjoy a 25, 50, 70, or 100-mile ride to Dewey Beach. No matter your skill level, ride with me or donate to our team to help us hit our goal. This ride is designed for all riders. I want you all to know we're leaving at 4:30 in the morning on Friday to try to get to Dewey Beach before the heat come out. So make sure you go out there. If you can donate, please donate. You can go on my social media, and you can probably find a link there. Bring your crew or help us raise funds to support autism and disabilities. Visit biketothebeach.org/bmitch to get involved and make an impact today. That's biketothebeach.org/bmitch.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. A lot to discuss kind of coming off a week at training camp. I'd be remiss if we didn't at least mention that the Nats gave up 17 yesterday. You heard that right, B. 17.
Wow.
Patrick Corbin was your starting pitcher. What was his
Manfield line? Favorite guy.
I think he had 10 earned runs allowed, 13 hits.
That's bad, though.
Yeah, it's not great.
So there was a portion of time, obviously Corbin eventually got pulled, but there was a portion of time where the Nats, the two most recent pitchers for the Washington Nationals, had given up 15 earned runs in, what, less than four innings work? Because you had Kyle Finnegan blow the save. What would that be, Monday night?
Yeah. Gave up five.
He gave up five and didn't finish. Do you get an infinity ERA? And that's it? If you get walked off, like, doesn't ERA have to be driven to a ended inning? Like, isn't it?
No, I mean, if you don't record an out, then, you could just get, like, an infinity ERA. But if you record an out, they can calculate it.
All right, he had an out, I think?
I'm not sure.
I think he got one. So
well,
at least
then there you go.
At least he didn't have an infinity ERA.
What is it? 15 times 9, that would be his ERA. Whatever the hell that is.
145.
Yeah.
What?
135.
So not 45. Take the over on 45. So then what was Corbin's ERA last night? 15 times 9 also?
30?
So the last two pitchers at some point for the Washington Nationals had an average ERA of 130, and 30 is 65 divided in half of about 80. That ain't good. And people are mad they're trading people. Trade everybody. I don't know. Yeah, it feels like things could get a little uneasy for the Nats, but this I appreciate Davey Martinez late in these loss seasons. Kind of usually there's an unexpected rally late, and you got James Wood. You're going to have these young guys. Maybe Cruz gets called up. I'm not. They're obviously not going to finish above 500. Any pipe dreams of wild cards and all that, please shut up. But I still think they'll play some good baseball. We wanted to open these phone lines up about Commanders training camp because the rest of the day is just going to get jammed. I'm curious what people are most excited about, curious about, want to talk about from training camp.
Uh-huh.
And so for the next half hour, we're going to leave just phone lines open because we haven't done it. Haven't really been able to do it out in Ashburn. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. But this morning, I think people are most fired up about this Tunnel Club thing, which is, I'm not trying to be a jerk. It's that stadium, even with all the seats they've removed, right? All the, like, it went from 92 to, what is it now, 65 maybe?
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to sell 150 of these tickets. So don't be offended. It ain't for you.
It's 100, and then again, let's be real. It's to from people going in and out the game. During the game, those people are probably going to have their own suites already.
Well, that's why
the seats.
That's why I think it's just an add-on.
Yeah,
I think the fact that you can't hang out down there. You know what would be really boring during a football game? The middle of the second quarter in the tunnel. Like there's nothing going
on. Not if they have the right stuff in it. Because I sat at the little area right behind the Commander's bench in Dallas.
Sure.
And they have TVs every damn way.
But you also feel like you're kind of part of the action because you're right behind the bench. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you can't see anything. But I'm just saying if
about all those. So
if you're in that little area right there, depending on how they build this thing,
yeah,
there's going to be some glass somewhere.
Where do you think it's going to be?
I'm thinking.
I don't think they can have glass to the field.
You know when the cheerleaders, normally when you're going down that tunnel, and the cheerleaders are to
from
the left.
From where the owners park? Like, you're coming down the smaller tunnel, right?
Yeah.
Like the entrance to the locker room.
When you walk to the sideline from the out the locker room area.
Yeah.
Normally, those cheerleaders are always to the left.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be over in that area and probably somewhere
that out. Open space where the two bathrooms are?
They're probably trying to make it on both sides.
So I'll be fascinated what they do because there used to be the Commander's locker room takes up a lot of space. You're not going to encroach on that, right? Across from there, they used to have kind of like a VIP reception area that during COVID got turned into like where you had to spread everything out. That became some sort of room.
But that's where Ron's office was.
Yeah.
That?
Yeah.
I really believe like where Ron's office had some other, they could probably move the coaches' stuff into a different area. And that whole area right there can be where they're going to be.
I think even where that open area is, where the bathrooms are, as you really run down the tunnel, like
to the right.
To the right.
Yeah.
Put some bathrooms somewhere else or open up. You know where there's a ton of bathrooms is the referee locker room. That like you could cut that in half, open up half of that to make public restrooms. And then that area, if you do it right, is the hot spot because it's right there on the corner.
Right, you come out the locker room and you make the left.
Every player is going to run by you on their right and then a right again coming down the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're going to make it, like, I would never pay for this.
I would say this. If they're doing it, some architect has told them exactly where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see it.
All right. People called. Mike is in Pennsylvania.
Mike,
how you feeling about Commander's camp?
Man, I'm so excited. How's it going, guys?
We're good, buddy.
This is just, man, it's so refreshing after 24 years of we know what we've been through to finally see this whole massive change that we've gone through. It's been pure zen. It feels, I'm sure Beamish could agree with this, but it's the first time for me personally. I feel like we are at where we were way back when with, you know, Jack Kent Cook, Bobby Bethard and Joe Gibbs, right, and Richie Pettibone. It's like it finally feels like that. But going into training camp and all this, next week is going to be a great test. Like, I know when most people think of the Jets, right, they think of that kind of lackluster team, but they probably got one of the best defensive lines in football, right? And their wide receivers are no joke with Garrett Wilson and Mike Williams now. So I think that's going to be a really good test, you know, to show how far we've come in such little time. Do you guys agree?
Hell yeah. I think the Jets have a really good defense. They have a really good defensive coach.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have a really, really excellent defensive line.
Yep.
And I think it will be a great test. I think both of these.
Have a damn good cornerback as well.
Well, and honestly.
Oh, yeah. Sauce Gardner.
We're only talking about, you know, their defense testing Washington's offense.
Mm-hmm.
What about Washington's defense, which was god awful?
I have to deal with their offense because their receiver there is good too.
Well, I mean, the receiver, if Rodgers is right, he picks you apart. I think it's a great call, Mike, because I think next week will be an excellent test for Washington.
Are you guys going to be there?
Yeah, we'll be there.
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear what you guys say, man.
Okay.
And thank you so much, man.
Thanks,
great
dude.
Deal, right?
All right, bro.
Appreciate your call.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, Mike, you still there? Mike's gone. I was going to ask Mike if he was going to join the Tunnel Club. And listen, for all the people whose head is in the gutter about the Tunnel Club, come on, man. Let's try to keep it above board here. We run a clean show, all right? It's just called the Tunnel Club because it's the tunnel where the players run out. I have texted with somebody. It's going to be kind of exactly what we're talking about, B. That area across from the locker room that's kind of randomly open and like ends up being like storage for a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's those two really, really dirty at all time bathrooms. I have a nickname for one of those bathrooms that I won't say on the air because mm-hmm. somebody always used it. That's where they're going to build it. And that area, if you have that kind of money, will be freaking awesome. Because the players are all right there.
Definitely.
Constantly. And if you are paying for those passes, you're right, B. You're probably then getting in an elevator up to your suite anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're not sitting in regular seats buying regular beers, eating regular hot dogs. Some people, corporate, probably a lot of like lobbyists and stuff, that's who's sitting there. Neil Greenberg joins us at 11. Should just play this every day and do like a money segment. Maybe who's that dude that does Mad Money? You think we can start booking him? That guy's always yelling about something. I don't know mm-hmm. what it is, but
yeah, it's all like you.
Kramer. What the hell is his name? Jim Kramer?
J.P. Finley.
I suppose I am yelling frequently, but not like
that. Oh, yes.
B. Mitch, yesterday was their best practice of the summer, and I think then they get kind of rewarded with the off day. They're back tomorrow. You think Friday will be a big pads day?
Probably so. I know they're going to have people out there Thursday, so Thursday may be a pass day.
Saturday is an off day. Sunday is kids' day. Monday's an off day. Tuesday they're on. Wednesday, off day to travel. Thursday against the Jets, I think, will obviously be a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, off day. Saturday, preseason game.
Yeah.
That's wild to think we are, I don't know.
No, it's not wild. It's been long enough. It's time for football to be back.
Will you watch the Hall of Fame game tomorrow night?
Some of it.
Yeah, I'm going to be jazzed up that it'll be on television.
I'm not watching a lot because I told you I'm riding the bikes Friday morning at 4:30.
That is early, dude. Where will you sleep? You at home?
What do you mean?
I can't.
No, no. I'm going to be close.
Where does it start?
It starts at Union
Market,
I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah. On 5th Street, Northeast.
Yeah, you don't want to have to drive from home to there.
Not that early.
No.
So, yeah.
Hold on. This dude's been on hold for a minute. Walt. Walt, what up, man?
What up, everybody? How you doing? Just calling from the deep south down here in Tampa.
Nice.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, first of all. And, man, I've been around since George Allen. So just so I'll clarify myself and qualify myself. And, you know, I'm trying to keep the enthusiasm down, but how can you? I mean, I think a lot of our fans don't realize just what type of coaching staff we got. I think we got it. We don't have the best coaching staff in the Washington Commanders have the best, if not the best. We have the top. We're in the top three in all around coaching, and just how they're going about their business is professional. You know, they're paying attention to the details, and it seems like they're really focused in on this red zone, because it seems like they're doing more red zone and special teams And that is just refreshing, man.
It has been a lot of special teams.
Oh, yeah. This is important.
Oh, man. Hey. Go ahead.
Thank you, Walt. I appreciate the call. I love your enthusiasm, dude.
All right. Thanks, Rick, guys.
All right. Take care.
Like you know, remember when Mike Shanahan came here and he said that, you know, he wanted to run the 3-4 because it means you'll have a lot of linebackers and they could have a great special team. It wasn't very great. But they are putting work into the special team, and Izzo.
Izzo might know.
Yeah, he knows a little something.
Scotty doesn't know. Landfill, Walt from Tampa was very excited and claimed that the Commanders have top three best coaching staff in the NFL. I was curious if you wanted to respond to that in a way that perhaps Brian and I won't.
I think top three is a little bit of a stretch.
I think you got to win a few.
Yeah.
I mean, top of my head, you know, Kansas City seems on top of what they're doing.
San Francisco's
the
pretty
Niners
capable.
Seem on top of what they're doing. Baltimore seems on top of what they're doing. I really do like this staff. I think we should chill with the top three stuff. I watched Hard Knocks last night, B.
Mm-hmm.
The last one. By far the most professional the Giants looked because it was just the draft. And they made their picks. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't like anything else to kind of do. It was kind of funny. The only couple things that stood out to me was at the end. They showed Brian Daboll and Joe Shane's wives were at this little restaurant. I guess they do a draft wrap party,
mm-hmm.
like the whole organization does, like Saturday night. And, I mean, think about it. We've done that in the past when we've had to work the draft nonstop. Everybody kind of goes out once it's finally over Saturday night. I used to go to MGM with Pete.
Let your head on a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if you don't have none.
Well, because you've been basically working nonstop for like 4 days, and you're so exhausted, but you still just kind of want a cocktail and want to relax. But Shane's wife said something that I thought was – so she basically was like, oh, yeah, me and – and I don't remember their names, right? She was like, me and Barbara or whatever have become such great friends, but she's a total dayball. Like, she's just flies off the handle and is so over the top, whereas I'm just like Joe. I'm just very calm, and I just like to not let anything bother me. And in my head, I'm like – you just insult her and her husband while trying to make you and your husband look good?
She did.
I was just like, damn, lady.
Yeah, yeah. And if you don't show emotion, sometimes you get fired.
Right.
We just dealt with that for 4 years.
The one thing I did want to ask you, so I also watched the end of Receiver. Have you watched any of that yet?
I watched some of it. I haven't watched the ending.
Okay, so the end. What's cool is because they're following St. Brown, Debo, and Kittle, not only do you get to watch those three in the NFC title game, but then you get to watch Debo and Kittle in the Super Bowl. And both those guys, Debo throughout the season was dealing with this break or crack in his scapula, in his like shoulder blade, mm-hmm. right? And it cost him a couple regular season games, and then he got cracked in it again in the Super Bowl. And I think I know, I'm guessing you do know, he comes off and he's in serious pain, and then eventually they go in, and they're the footage, the cameras are outside of the doors, but you can hear what's going on inside.
Ah.
There was a lot of that, and then it was, oh, damn, I can feel my shoulder again. Oh, damn, I can move my shoulder again.
Yeah.
And then
it's amazing medicine in this world.
And then late in the game, George Kittle, same thing. George Kittle had dealt with a shoulder problem throughout the year,
mm-hmm.
never to the extent Debo had. But same thing. He had to come off the field. The trainer's like, listen, man, do you want to go in? He's like, yeah, let's go in. Because they're going to overtime in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And listen, man.
So that's what I wanted to ask you about. You're in that situation. How much different is the Super Bowl than week 6, week 10, week 14?
I'm playing. Hell, I wanted to play in week 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll try to do whatever I could to do it or fight through the pain. If it's a Super Bowl and they tell me I can get a shot and I'm not going to truly, truly hurt myself, you think I'm not trying to go back on the football field?
How different is it knowing there's not a game next week?
Well, at that point, you know, you even if something were to go wrong, you have a long time to get yourself back in order. You know, I remember there was a game we were playing in Detroit right before the playoffs in 1990, I think it was.
Okay.
If I had known it would be the only game I did not play in my whole career, you think Joe Gibbs could have kept me off that football field? Because he did pull me off of it one time.
Like, if you could say, I played 14 years and never missed a game.
Yeah, I missed one. My last one of my rookie season, I think it was. And he was like, we're trying to save you for the playoffs. I'm like, coach, you can use me today. I mean, I practice every damn day that week. But no, now we going to worry about when it was on turf. And now you're going to worry about my ankle. So I ran out on the field. And he was like, come here. I was still trying to play.
Wow. That's a cool story.
You know, it's the mind, but it's the mindset. But that's what most athletes have, and I think, like a lot of times, you hear people talking about how people are soft and this, that, and the other. You don't understand the mindset of most of those guys out there.
Do you think that's changed at all as the money is just skyrocketing?
I think we still have some guys who have that same mindset. Some guys have take. Some guys, when you allow them to do certain things, they will. Just like kids, if you allow your kids to constantly do what's bad, what's wrong, and you keep not chastise them or try to punish them for it, and you praise them and make everything all good, they're going to keep doing the bad thing. But if you make them understand what's right and what's good, they'll change up. Speaking of, it's not bad parents, bad kids, it's bad parents.
Speaking of bad kids and good parents, Neil Greenberg joins us next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Should just play this every day and do like a money segment. Maybe, who's that dude that does Mad Money? You think we can start booking him? That guy's always yelling about something. I don't know what it is, but.
Yeah, it's all like you.
Kramer. What the hell is his name? Jim Kramer?
J.P. Finley.
I suppose I am yelling frequently, but not like
that. Oh, yes.
B. Mitch, yesterday was their best practice of the summer, and I think then they get kind of rewarded with the off day. They're back tomorrow. You think Friday will be a big pads day?
Probably so. I know they're going to have people out there Thursday, so Thursday may be a pads day.
Saturday is an off day. Sunday is kids' day. Monday's an off day. Tuesday they're on. Wednesday off day to travel. Thursday against the Jets I think will obviously be a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Friday off day. Saturday preseason game.
Yeah.
That's wild to think we are, I don't know.
No, it's not wild. It's been long enough. It's time for football to be back.
Will you watch the Hall of Fame game tomorrow night?
Some of it.
Yeah, I'm going to be jazzed up that it'll be on television.
I'm not watching a lot because I told you I'm riding the bikes Friday morning at 4:30.
That is early, dude. Where will you sleep? You at home?
What do you mean?
I can't.
No, no. I'm going to be close.
Where does it start?
It starts at Union
Market,
I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah. On 5th Street, Northeast.
Yeah, you don't want to have to drive from home to there.
Not that early.
No.
So, yeah.
Hold on. This dude's been on hold for a minute. Walt. Walt, what up, man?
What up, everybody? How you doing? Just calling from the deep south down here in Tampa.
Nice.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, first of all. And, man, I've been around since George Allen. So just so I'll clarify myself and qualify myself. And, you know, I'm trying to keep the enthusiasm down, but how can you? I mean, I think a lot of our fans don't realize just what type of coaching staff we got. I think we got it. We don't have the best coaching staff in the Washington Commanders have the best, if not the best. We have the top. We're in the top three in all around coaching, and just how they're going about their business is professional. You know, they're paying attention to the details, and it seems like they're really focused in on this red zone, because it seems like they're doing more red zone and special teams
And that is just refreshing, man.
It has been a lot of special teams.
Oh, yeah. This is important.
Oh, man. Hey. Go ahead.
Thank you, Walt. I appreciate the call. I love your enthusiasm, dude.
All right. Thanks, Rick, guys.
All right. Take care.
Like you know, remember when Mike Shanahan came here and he said that, you know, he wanted to run the 3-4 because it means you'll have a lot of linebackers and they could have a great special team. It wasn't very great. But they are putting work into the special team, and Izzo.
Izzo might know.
Yeah, he knows a little something.
Scotty doesn't know. Landfill, Walt from Tampa was very excited and claimed that the Commanders have top three best coaching staff in the NFL. I was curious if you wanted to respond to that in a way that perhaps Brian and I won't.
I think top three is a little bit of a stretch.
I think you got to win a few.
Yeah.
I mean, top of my head, you know, Kansas City seems on top of what they're doing.
San Francisco's
the
pretty
Niners
capable.
Seem on top of what they're doing. Baltimore seems on top of what they're doing. I really do like this staff. I think we should chill with the top three stuff. I watched Hard Knocks last night, B.
Mm-hmm.
The last one. By far the most professional the Giants looked because it was just the draft. And they made their picks. Mm-hmm. And there wasn't like anything else to kind of do. It was kind of funny. The only couple things that stood out to me was at the end. They showed Brian Daboll and Joe Shane's wives were at this little restaurant. I guess they do a draft wrap party,
mm-hmm.
like the whole organization does, like Saturday night. And, I mean, think about it. We've done that in the past when we've had to work the draft nonstop. Everybody kind of goes out once it's finally over Saturday night. I used to go to MGM with Pete.
Let your head on a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if you don't have none.
Well, because you've been basically working nonstop for like 4 days, and you're so exhausted, but you still just kind of want a cocktail and want to relax. But Shane's wife said something that I thought was – so she basically was like, oh, yeah, me and – and I don't remember their names, right? She was like, me and Barbara or whatever have become such great friends, but she's a total dayball. Like, she's just flies off the handle and is so over the top, whereas I'm just like Joe. I'm just very calm, and I just like to not let anything bother me. And in my head, I'm like, you just insult her and her husband – while trying to make you and your husband look good?
She did.
I was just like, damn, lady.
Yeah, yeah. And if you don't show emotion, sometimes you get fired.
Right.
We just dealt with that for 4 years.
The one thing I did want to ask you, so I also watched the end of Receiver. Have you watched any of that yet?
I watched some of it. I haven't watched the ending.
Okay, so the end. What's cool is because they're following St. Brown, Debo, and Kittle, not only do you get to watch those three in the NFC title game, but then you get to watch Debo and Kittle in the Super Bowl. And both those guys, Debo throughout the season was dealing with this break or crack in his scapula, in his like shoulder blade, mm-hmm. right? And it cost him a couple regular season games, and then he got cracked in it again in the Super Bowl. And I think I know, I'm guessing you do know, he comes off and he's in serious pain, and then eventually they go in and they're the footage, the cameras are outside of the doors, but you can hear what's going on inside.
Ah.
There was a lot of that, and then it was, oh, damn, I can feel my shoulder again. Damn, I can move my shoulder again.
Yeah.
And then
it's some amazing medicine in this world.
And then late in the game, George Kittle, same thing. George Kittle had dealt with a shoulder problem throughout the year,
mm-hmm.
never to the extent Debo had, but same thing. He had to come off the field. The trainer's like, listen, man, do you want to go in? He's like, yeah, let's go in. Because they're going to overtime in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And listen, man.
So that's what I wanted to ask you about. You're in that situation. How much different is the Super Bowl than week 6, week 10, week 14?
I'm playing. Hell, I wanted to play in week 1, 2, 3, 4. I'll try to do whatever I could to do it or fight through the pain. If it's a Super Bowl and they tell me I can get a shot and I'm not going to truly, truly hurt myself, you think I'm not trying to go back on the football field?
How different is it knowing there's not a game next week?
Well, at that point, you know, you even if something were to go wrong, you have a long time to get yourself back in order. You know, I remember there was a game we were playing in Detroit right before the playoffs in 1990, I think it was.
Okay.
If I had known it would be the only game I did not play in my whole career, you think Joe Gibbs could have kept me off that football field? Because he did pull me off of it one time.
Like, if you could say, I played 14 years and never missed a game.
Yeah, I missed one. My last one of my rookie season, I think it was. And he was like, we trying to save you for the playoffs. I'm like, coach, you can use me today. I mean, I practice every damn day that week. But no, now we going to worry about when it was on turf. And now you're going to worry about my ankle. So I ran out on the field. And he was like, come here. I was still trying to play.
Wow. That's a cool story.
You know, it's the mind, but it's the mindset. But that's what most athletes have, and I think, like a lot of times, you hear people talking about how people are soft and this, that, and the other. You don't understand the mindset of most of those guys out there.
Do you think that's changed at all as the money is just skyrocketing?
I think we still have some guys who have that same mindset. Some guys have take. Some guys, when you allow them to do certain things, they will. Just like kids, if you allow your kids to constantly do what's bad, what's wrong, and you keep not chastise them or try to punish them for it, and you praise them and make everything all good, they're going to keep doing the bad thing. But if you make them understand what's right and what's good, they'll change up. Speaking of, it's not bad parents, bad kids, it's bad parents.
Speaking of bad kids and good parents, Neil Greenberg joins us next.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.